Hello, everyone. Hello, hello. How are we on this fine Sunday night? Episode 77. Welcome back to K-Pop and Real Life Podcast. I'm your host, Nicole. Lord have mercy. Do we have a freaking episode for y'all? If you are a 90s baby, how are you doing? Holy heck. I honestly, if you are a 90s baby and you were born between the years of 1990 and 1999, oh my god. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Google it. For those of you that have been following this crazy craziness with Nickelodeon, holy fuck. I'm just going to say my thoughts. My little bit of thoughts. I don't know how long this is going to be. I can only record up to 30 minutes, so hopefully we're not sitting here for 30 minutes. But gosh dang, people. This is insane. Dan Schneider should be locked up. He should be in prison for all this. So many people have spoken. Also, Nickelodeon owes Drake Bell an apology. Is he ever going to get an apology? I don't know. So many people have come forward and they are so brave. And I commend these people for coming forward because I know it could not have been easy. And I have been seeing all of this on my For You pages on TikTok. Like, it's just scrolling a video after video after video. And for those of you, you know, Quiet on Set is a new docuseries that just came out on HBO Max or HBO and Discovery ID, I think. And it's about pretty much the dark side of kids' television and what happened, you know, with Nickelodeon and Dan Schneider being a creepy man and Brian Peck doing what he did to Drake Bell. I can't. I'm at a loss of words, people. I am a 90s baby. And as a child, I watched all these shows, Drake and Josh, Victorious, iCarly, Zoe 101, The Amanda Show. You know, as kids, we sat in our house and we watched all of these shows. Victorious, Sam and Cat, I watched them all. The Suite Life of Zack and Cody, like, and The Suite Life on Deck. Like, I was a Nickelodeon kid and a Disney kid. Now, I have been following this awful story for the past couple of days, and I have just, every single person that comes forward, I get angry at their story because I feel so bad for them. Truly, I do, and none of this should have happened to these child stars. Like, these children were between the ages of 12 and probably 17 when all this shit happened. Drake Bell was 15 when his stuff happened to him. I can't. Like, the world owes all these kids an apology. Oh my god, my heart just bleeds for them. Because we had no idea as kids. Like, I didn't have any idea. I just want to cry. Holy heck, people. Alexa Nicole, or I feel like I'm saying her name wrong. I'm so sorry. That's not how you say her name. I'm butchering her name. I'm so damn, girl. I'm so sorry. Oh my God. Alexa Nicholas. She was on Zoe 101. And the stuff that they made her say, Dan Schneider is a piece of shit. He is. He deserves to be in prison. Like I said at the beginning of this episode. Like, are you kidding me? I literally just cannot believe that people commend his behavior. I don't know. Like, it's just really ridiculous how this is allowed to happen. I feel terrible for these poor kids. Alexa Nicholas, she was on Zoe 101. And the lines that they made her say, I can't. I watched her too. I remember her. I do 1000% remember her character. She played, I think her character in the show was Nicole. And it was a boy crazy girl who didn't really know anything. They painted her character as this dumb boy crazy girl. And it's just like, I feel for her. And Dan Schneider made her wear these like short tank tops that show off her, you know, chest. She was 12. She was 12 years old, people. This is insane. And this, and whatever, like what happened to Drake Bell, like, and then the fact that the dude who SA'd Drake Bell was only in prison for 16 months. And then he got out of prison, and then Disney hired him to work on The Suite Life of Zack and Cody with Dylan and Cole Sprouse. Are you freaking for real? Did y'all not do background checks? Apparently not. He was a registered SO. Unbelievable. Like, I'm shook. All the stuff that's coming out, like, I want to cry because my heart just goes out to all these survivors. Y'all are brave people for coming out and telling your story. I cannot even imagine what you went through. I'm so sorry this awful man hurt you. I am very sorry this happened to you. And it's just sad that we live in a world where this happens on TV sets. And you're telling me that the parents of these kids were not allowed on the set? I'm sorry, but that's fucking ridiculous. If I had a child and they were on this set, I would have pulled them immediately. But no, you can't make a fuss because you will lose your job and you're not going to have anything. That is so sad. And that's the thing with these corporations, these billion-dollar corporations, is that you cannot make a fuss. It still happens in 2024. It's happened at my job. You can't make a fuss or the managers are going to frown upon you. Corporate's going to be like, she's problematic because she's saying all these allegations. Are you fucking for real? You guys are billionaires. You have all this money, but yet you don't want to protect these kids from all this harm. There should have been a therapist on the set. There should have been, but I don't think there was. And for Drake Bell to come out and tell his story, brave man, okay? I can't even imagine, like, what he went through as a 15-year-old. Like, he was a minor. All of these kids were minors. They were children. Like, it makes me so sick, people. It really does. Like, I am going to pray for all these people that have come out. I'm going to pray for all of them because my heart just aches for them. And Dan Schneider and Brian Peck and all the executives at Nickelodeon, all the directors, the higher ups are all pieces of shit. Because they should have put a stop to all this, but they didn't because of money. Money keeps people going. And also, the kids were signing NDAs. Who the fuck was signing an NDA? That is crazy. And if you don't think that this stuff happens to this day, oh, it does. Trust me. It happens in the TV industry, entertainment industry, the music industry. It happens today, people. They tried to get Taylor Swift to sign an NDA after her master recordings got stolen from her by Scott Borchetta, who sold them to Scooter Braun. They were like, Taylor, sign an NDA, don't say anything. No! They were trying to silence her. Nickelodeon was trying to silence these kids. They were like, be quiet, don't say anything. But if you didn't sign the NDA, you were a bad person. You didn't have a job. I would have lost my job. If I was a kid and they were like, you need to sign the NDA, I would have been like, I ain't signing that. And I'd have left. But as a kid, you were scared. And I get that. You're a young kid. You're 12 years old. You don't know what an NDA is. You're not going to sit and read an NDA. Oh my God, I just want to cry for these people. And I'm so sorry that I'm talking. Actually, am I sorry for talking about this? The reason why I'm talking about this is because this is my childhood, people. I grew up watching these shows. And all of the jokes, all of it went over my head. Because like as a 10-year-old, you're not going to sit there and analyze everything you're hearing. Because you're a kid. You're innocent. All of it just went in one ear, out the other ear. Because you were involved with the characters. You didn't know any of this went on. None of us knew any better. I didn't know any better watching these shows. We all were watching it for entertainment because that's what you did back in those days. You sat at home and the TV would come on and all these shows would come on at a certain time of the day. And you sat down and watched them. I would sit and watch them after school when I would come home. Eat a snack, eat dinner, like it was a routine. And as a 28-year-old grown woman, and I look back at some of these clips, and I'm like, oh my God, what the heck was that? Oh my God, like the clips make me so uncomfortable now. I'm like, oh my fucking God. This really happened? Like, this, did I hear that correctly? Ariana Grande, too, like, laying on the bed, on her back, pouring water on herself and saying, I'm thirsty. Sweetheart, are you doing okay? Is Ariana okay? Is all these people that have, Ariana hasn't said anything, but, like, I've seen that clip a dozen times on TikTok. And it makes me so uncomfortable because, like I said, Dan Schneider made her do that probably because he probably liked it. And it makes me want to throw up because he is a literal piece of crap human being. He's a piece of shit. He deserves to rot in prison. And so does all the other people that have hurt these kids. Well, they're grown adults now, but the trauma still lives with them. And my heart just is so hurt for them. And I wish I could protest with Alexa in front of Nickelodeon. But I don't live in California, so I do the best I can. You know, I listen. I'm listening. My ears are wide open and my eyes, and I'm watching and I'm listening. If you are interested, check out Quiet on Set, the documentary. It'll make you cry. It is crazy. Also, Amanda Bynes. The world and everyone owes her an apology because she was telling the truth. I feel even sorrier for her because Dan really liked Amanda Bynes. Holy heck, man. I can't. Like, all of this is sickening. And Nickelodeon deserves to burn as well. Like, it is insane the world that we live in. How we have sick, twisted grown-ups. These are grown adults, people, that terrorized and tortured these poor kids. My heart is aching, man. This is awful. This is so awful. And I'm using my platform to speak up about this because this, like I said, 500-600 times, this was my childhood, people. I grew up watching all this, and I didn't know any of this was happening. None of us knew until 28 years later. Here we are. Oh my God, or like 20 years later, like goodness gracious. All right, I'm going to shut up about this because I know most of you will probably like, having your jaws dropped. And I want you guys to Google this. Even, like, please Google it. Educate yourself on what's going on. And if you are a survivor of this, you are brave. And I love you for coming and telling your story. You are a brave person, and I applaud you. And I wish I could give each and every one of these people who have come forward a hug, because I'm so sorry that this awful company traumatized you. I am. And I want to say to each and every one of these people, Drake Bell, like everybody who has come forward, I watched you growing up. I watched everything, Drake and Josh, all these shows I watched. I'm so sorry this happened to you. Truly am. I wish I was rich enough to help out, but I don't have all the money in the world. Anyway, what a fast weekend. Spring break went by like a lightning bolt, and I didn't do anything for spring break. All I did was work, because when you're 28 years old, that's all I do is work. Gotta have that money to pay my bills. Oh my god, in a hostile work environment, trust me, I know what a hostile work environment is. I work in a hostile work environment at my job, and it sucks. It's freaking miserable. When you have managers that are a-holes, and they don't care about your feelings, they don't care about you, all they care about is themselves and their corporate money, come on, that is sad. Anyway. All my Swifties out there, who is excited for Tortured Poets? Oh my gosh, I'm excited for Tortured Poets. It's going to kill us all. I just know the album is going to slay. I already took April 19th off because I need to listen to this album from start to finish. And I would like to say, do not talk to me on April 19th because I will be listening to Tortured Poets Department from track one all the way to the end. Because I am very curious as to what these songs are going to sound like and what the lyrics are going to be and what Taylor is going to be talking about on this album. Now, we're going to look at the track list of Tortured Poets, and I'm going to tell you which songs are explicit. I think there are seven. Okay, here we go. So you have the Tortured Poets Department, which is track two. Is explicit. We have Down Bad, which is also explicit, but Daddy I Love Him is explicit. Florida is explicit, and I think Love of My Life is explicit. I Can Do It With a Broken Heart is explicit, and The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived is all explicit. So those are seven songs that are all explicit. I'm very curious to hear what Florida is about. And it has three exclamation points, so I'm so curious. I'm curious about all these songs, especially Fortnite featuring Post Malone. I love Post Malone. The Tortured Poets Department is the title track. I'm just so excited for all this. I love all the covers. The variants are gorgeous. Like, I think that this album is going to hurt my feelings. It's just, wow, I'm excited for all of it, truly. Also, Drake Bell has made a song about what he was, going through. Poor guy. I literally can't, like, I feel so sorry for all these poor stars, like, I do. Anyway, please educate yourself on what's going on. And try to shed some light on it. And like I said, if you are a survivor, you are strong, you are brave, you're amazing. Bless you. And if you're a 90s baby like me, let me know. And how are you doing? Have you seen Quiet on Set? Because I've seen clips of it. I've seen Drake Bell's story. And I cried. I was like, oh, this poor man. I wish I could give him a hug. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you all my thoughts, and I have just been following this awfulness and everything else. This world is so scary. Please, ladies and gentlemen, please be safe out there. Please stay healthy, stay safe, watch your backs, watch your surroundings. I swear, people, like, this world is so scary, y'all. Protect yourselves, please, and thank you. I love you all so much. Share this episode with your 90s babies and let them know that this is a creepy world that we live in with creepy executive producers who deserve jail. Anyway, thank you all for listening to K-Pop Mirla Podcast. If you could please rate this podcast on Spotify, that would be wonderful. Please be nice to me. And also rate this podcast on Apple Podcasts. That would be amazing. I could talk for hours about how mentally disturbed Dan Schneider is and how awful Brian Peck is. These people, both of these men, deserve to rot in hell for that. All of it. Ugh, my God. I can't. Like, it makes me mad. So mad. It's... Ugh, people, what the heck? I'm angry for these people. I'm angry. I wish I could... Oh, my God. This is awful. All right. I'm going to stop yammering. Thank you all for everything you do. And don't forget to listen to The Tortured Poets. April 19th. Stream it, buy it. And I have some amazing shirts coming on in the NRE apparel shop. Super cute transfers. Get excited. And I will talk to y'all next Sunday. Bye, y'all. Love y'all.